Today is the one-year anniversary of the death of 28-year-old Akai Gurley. He was killed by NYPD officer Peter Liang in a stairwell at the Pink Houses in East New York. This while Liang and his partner, NYPD officer Sean Landau, patrolled the NYCHA building. Liang was indicted by a Brooklyn grand jury on multiple charges, including second-degree manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide. Liang's partner received immunity in exchange for testifying against Officer Liang. The family continues to seek justice for Akai Gurley. Today, the committee, along with Gurley's mom, Sylvia Palmer, and Kimberly Ballinger, the mom of Gurley's daughter, will meet with Brooklyn DA Ken Thompson and Assistant DA Mark Fleidner about the case. Shavon Ford is a member of the Justice for Akai Gurley Family Committee.
What we've been doing over this past year is that we were able to get, and we meaning the family support committee, we were able to get the officer indicted in February of this year. And now this fall, we got the case to go to trial, and which is going to be set to take place at early next year.
Ford says the family and the Gurley Justice Committee are on a road to receiving justice.
What we've been doing over this past year is that we were able to get, and we meaning the family support committee, we were able to get the officer indicted in February of this year. And now this fall, we got the case to go to trial, and which is going to be set to take place at early next year.
The trial for NYPD officer Peter Liang in the killing of Akai Gurley will begin in January of 2016. This evening, beginning at 6:30, the family will hold a rally to honor Akai Gurley.
It's a rally to show the community that we're still here. We're still concerned about what happened to Akai Gurley a year ago. And we're also here with taking a mother to the site so that she can visit where her son was actually killed a year ago. Akai's mom has never set foot into the Pink Houses where he tragically lost his life. And we're going to be having her there with other members of his family that are going for the first time. And it's going to be a very sobering moment because, you know, a year later we have made strides, and we just want the community to know that we are grateful for their support in the community, meaning the police brutality movement as a whole, as well as the residents in the Pink Houses. We want them to know that, we're still here. We're fighting for justice not only for Akai, but for the larger East New York, Brooklyn community as well.
That's 6:30 for the rally at the Lewis Pink Houses, 724 Linden Boulevard in Brooklyn, New York. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.